coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. No matter how hard they try, they're not going to silence the truth. That includes this program, folks. Before I get into a couple of news items here, I just want to let you know that YouTube and obviously many of the social platforms, what they're doing is they're selectively taking parts of our program. And the ones that we segment, for example, and censoring them, or censoring is not the right word, stating that the programs violate their community guidelines, but provide no indication as to what the violations are. And obviously you can't, for example, you'll click on a video, for example, and it will come up saying the video is removed for violating community guidelines. But you've got no way to tell what guidelines were violated. Now, this happened last week with Austin Brower, who's with me now. And the reason he's with me now is because we are going to do it again. All right. In terms of providing the information. And the other part of that is we also have, just to let people know, we also have backup servers, our own real estate, our own physical equipment where this broadcast is stored. Now, so what we are attempting to do is a couple of things. Obviously, we can and are maintaining our freedom by not relying upon outlets like YouTube and other platforms. However, the reach, and this is the other thing, the reach on YouTube is different than the reach, we'll say, on our own platforms at HagmanReportLive.com. Now, there's some inner overlap and stuff. I'm not going to get into the mechanics of it. But here's the bottom line, as Steve Quayle likes to say. The bottom line is this. We are attempting to force the issue with the media companies. And this is for a purpose, for a reason. Because, for example, if President Trump can be censored or banned, for allegedly violating their community guidelines. He's taking steps, of course, to circumvent that, and we're doing our own steps. Now, it's different, of course, but it's interesting because earlier today, President Trump's tweet about the Minneapolis violence was censored. Why? Well, according to Town Hall, because his tweet glorified the violence, which it did not, obviously. Unless you stand on your head, squint, and go through some other mental gymnastics. So, we've developed a plan. Eric the Tech, myself, we've developed a plan. We're going to be working this plan this weekend. I'm telling you, we've got a plan. I'm not going to lay it out, but one thing I would like you to do is I'm going to draw your attention to HagmanReportLive.com, because I'm going to do my best, my level best, to get some 5, 6, 7, 8 minute news flashes out in addition to our main program, the Hagman Report, as it stands right now. So I'm going to be providing you with additional video and audio commentary and information. So please look at that. The other part of this, because of the censorship, this next hour will be a replay. Did I mention this? If I did, I'm sorry. I mean, it's just been one of those days. it will be a replay of some of the content that was removed. So you might say, well, I heard this already. This is going to be with Ted and the Man Cow. Well, I heard this already. Well, you might have, but maybe the other person hasn't. So I'd appreciate, really from the heart, appreciate it if you understand why we're doing this, why this is a replay of the second hour. Okay. I would really appreciate that if you would understand that. And the other part of this as well is when I've got to spend my day as I did today defending, providing my attorneys with information in defense of litigation against me, where I am named a Russian operative, wittingly spreading Russian disinformation. Yes, oh, that's still going on. That's still a thing. So I've got to spend hours upon hours upon hours creating, going in and substantiating the fact that I'm not. It's not a complaint. It's just telling you what I'm doing. And I've got to go in and defend myself against ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous accusations. And you may say, well, you know, quit complaining and quit talking about this. It's not a complaint. I'm providing a reason. And the reason is each one of you out there at some level, in some capacity, if you are vocal on the social networking platforms, and pretty soon if you're vocal in the halls of your own city council on a local basis, you will be told to sit down and shut up or face civil consequences. I want to prepare you for that. And believe me, it's not going to be fun, and it's not fun, and it's not going to be fun. So that, in addition to, okay, so we've got that, the social networking people just censoring everything. You've got the internet, Google, Alphabet, redirecting searches. You've got just this massive banning by the left, by the communists against the conservative Christians. You've got targets on the backs of Christians. You've got targets on the backs of conservatives. And you've got people out there who are fighting. And I know people who are fighting out there, fighting to survive, to have their voices heard, and to have their rights upheld. Yes, we've got a constitution in this country, but the left, they don't give a damn about it. The stuff that's going on in Minneapolis, second day, the Democratic mayor of Minneapolis evacuating a police precinct, retreating from these riotous thugs. Look, this is not to say what happened is justifiable by the police officers and that incident with the deceased. That's not to, not a bit. But folks, do you see the coordination of the response to the incident? And I'm going to very quickly turn to Austin here, but it's like this. You've got, for example, you've got the Corona, Communist Chinese Party virus, and then you've got the response to it. You've got the incident involving the man who was really executed by police, murdered by police. Yes. And then you've got the response to it. The response to these incidents are being orchestrated by the left, from the left. So please understand that this against an extremely volatile geopolitical situation. Attorney John Hallard did not get into this yesterday. We were going to, but China, they're about to make their move. Taiwan, India, Hong Kong. Yes, United States, sleeper agents here. Australia. Watch what's going on with China. It is not too early or too late to sound the alarm bells with China. We are at war with China, folks. Getting his take on that and more, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, order your nutritional supplements from Health Masters. You know, people, I got an email last week saying, why do you have to mention, when you talk to Austin or talk to Ted, why do you have to mention Health Masters? It's like a commercial. You know what? Because I believe in it. And let me tell you folks something right now. If I'm right, if we're seeing what is about to happen, what's about to take place, you're going to need to be feeling your best. Your immune system is going to need to be shored up. Your body is going to really need the quality nutritional supplements Health Masters provides. So if this is a commercial, then so be it. But this is the lecture. This is the talk I give to my friends, my family. Please do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Go to healthmasters.com and get the nutritional supplements. I'm going to tell you, go shopping right now and use HR5 as a coupon code, 5% off. I've taken enough time already from Austin Brower. Please do that. Please. And oh, by the way, listen to Ted and Austin Brower, their program Monday through Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m. If you go to healthmasters.com on the right-hand side there, click on the link. They have programs Monday through Friday, 3 to 4. Sunday, 7 to 8. You can access their live show from 10 to 11 at that number provided as well. Folks, I urge you to do that. They got a class program. And I'll tell you what, Ted and Austin, what great people. With that, Austin, thank you so much for bearing with me. I want to make sure people knew that they need to shore up on their nutritional supplements right now.
Thank you, Doug. It's a pleasure to be on the show again, as always, with you. And, I was listening to the intro of the show, and Ted and I did a big segment on what's going on right now on our show. And it's almost odd, as it's almost planned, which I'm not saying that, but it's almost just as if it's not coincidental that this whole COVID-19 thing is falling apart at the strings with the globalist and Fauci and all these guys that have been pushing this fear and lockdown and just totalitarian rules that have no basis in the Constitution of the United States, and shoving them on the populace like we wanted them, like we're little children, we're little five-year-olds that need our bottles and need our diapers changed. And, you know, if you remember, he said that we're going to have 2 million deaths in the U.S. by June. There's 2 million deaths is what's going to happen. We have 2 million deaths. We have to a full-blown lockdown. Everything has to go into quarantine. Nobody can work. Nobody can go anywhere. But you can go to Walmart, Costco, and Sam's. That's okay. It's okay to get there. But you can't go to any other businesses. You sure as heck can't get your hair cut. But you can go to Costco, and you can shop as much as you want. But you can't go to the store and buy a pick or buy a shovel or buy seeds in Michigan, because you possibly can't do that. But you can go and buy high fructose corn syrup, Coca-Cola, and stuff to ruin your immune system. That's okay, too. The whole narrative they've pushed, as we've been talking about for months, and so have you, has been complete and total BS. Yes, there's a virus. Yes, is it real? Yes, is it killed people? Yes, is it the black plague that has an 80% death rate? Absolutely not. Now that the CDC has pretty much come out now and confirmed it's got a 0.26% death rate, it's nothing much more than the flu. We've now seen that all of this was essentially for nothing. Yet they're still pushing the agenda. They still have just wide open throttle, not letting off, because they had a whole agenda plan that they wanted to push. So now that that's unraveling and people are waking up, and we've seen now in all these beaches that have opened down here in Florida, it's business as usual. Nothing's absolute. You wouldn't even tell anything's changed down here, except for a few places you go to, you still have people that live in fear. They walk around with masks and they go ride their bicycle with masks like good little peasants. But other than that, nothing much has changed. So what now to flip the script better than pushing a giant racial war? And again, it's almost like clockwork, Doug. It's almost like clockwork. We've seen this occur up and down, change the narrative, push the narrative this way, push the narrative that way. Oh, they had another shooting. We have to do gun control. That doesn't go back. Oh, we have a racial incident now. Let's push that. Oh, now we have a virus. Let's push that. And it's like the same thing they regurgitate over and over and over again. I talked to one of my good buddies last night who's a sheriff. And, you know, this is, again, just speculation on my part and his and what we've looked at from viewing the video numerous times. But it almost appears that the officer was intentionally doing this, whether it was to create great bodily harm, which he did, I don't know, or was he doing this to try to start something? Because, you know, as you know, you've been involved with law enforcement individuals, and so have I. When somebody's detained and the threat's neutralized, the threat's neutralized. That's it. If they get up and they're handcuffed and they're on their stomach and they really try to roll over and attempt to get up, you could just tase them. That's what you have that for. Or you just sit back down on them. Sitting there with your knee on somebody's neck for 6 minutes while you're blatantly being recorded, you're looking at everybody recording you, and you're sitting there, it's almost like he was doing it nefariously to try to trigger something. Now, again, I'm totally speculating on this. I can't prove this at all. But it seems really odd to me that people are congregating, cameras are out, phones are out, he sees this guy can't breathe. The guy goes unconscious. I'm sure he could feel him go limp. It's not hard to feel when you choke somebody out. And he feels that happen, yet he continues to sit there for minutes upon minutes, and two other officers are sitting on the guy's back. One of them's like sitting on his lower back, another one's sitting on his legs. Very, very odd. And then all of a sudden we have these protesters that are protesting for very legitimate causes, because this was so far out of line for law enforcement, the guy needs to be charged. But then the protests turn violent, and the protests turn really violent, and they start burning down all of these stores. And now one of the guys on, they have video of him. He said the next place they're going to tonight is they're going to the Minnesota, Minneapolis suburbs, and they're going to start burning the suburbs down. Whether or not they do that, I don't know. But it's funny, almost ironically, how the coronavirus completely fell on its face last week, and people realized we're being lied to, and the CDC even admitted it. And now all of a sudden we have this massive racial tension that's on every single news station in the entire country now. And at the same time, we have Twitter, who's blatantly, including YouTube, Google, all these guys that have been screening, blocking, monitoring everything now for years, and they're getting worse about it. And now all the stuff that we've been talking about, the COVID pass, the stuff that they're trying to do with the contact tracing, Apple and Google coming out now with all these apps that they're trying to basically force in updates when they update your phone, the vaccine warp speed that's already in full, all of that now is completely off the table as far as in media discussion. It's still happening, but nobody's talking about it anymore. Nobody's discussing what's going on. Nobody's discussing the mandatory vaccine topic. Nobody's discussing the military and the Pentagon being involved with hundreds of billions of dollars now expediting these RNA vaccines that we already saw through Moderna do not work as far as on a safe aspect. That's 3 out of 15 or whatever it was that became deathly sick and had medical intervention. We're not talking about that at all. Everything now is discussing this giant race war in Minneapolis. And isn't it just ironic how we see this? And you can look back year after year after year after year, almost the same thing in the same section, in the same category they do back to back to back when they lose the narrative on something. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. And again, I don't blame these guys for being unbelievably mad. Now, burning down stores and burning down AutoZone, I mean, that makes no legitimate purpose whatsoever. That's idiotic. But there has to be some accountability with law enforcement here. We see this happen repeatedly. And I think what makes people so mad is that when they see this happen with law enforcement, and law enforcement basically walks with impunity like they've done numerous times and gets away with anything they want, that's what makes people so mad. I dealt with this with law enforcement when I was younger. I've had multiple altercations and incidences where they grossly overstepped their legality aspects, their legality bounds, and, you know, had to get an attorney and stuff like that. And the problem is with some of these guys, and it's a small amount, but the problem is when they start doing this and they get away with whatever they want, it pretty much really, really, really it just intensifies the anger and the animosity between the civilians and law enforcement. Because last time I was checking, law enforcement is there to serve and protect, not harass and intimidate and kill in a whim. And I understand situations happen. There's things that nobody can ever plan for. But blatantly sitting there with your knee on a man's throat for 6 minutes while he's choking to death and basically sitting there almost laughing about it in front of everybody, knowing what you're doing and blatantly doing it, it's like they intentionally were trying to start. I mean, there's no way he thought that was going to be okay and he was just going to go on business as usual and nobody was going to say anything about it, Doug. I mean, doesn't that seem very odd to you?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I cannot rationally think of a reason that this police officer would do that knowing. I mean, you said it all. He was being recorded. He was in view of everyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me unless it was the intent there for him to do exactly what he did. And he had to know, look, I've been in situations, I've seen, victims being tapped out. Okay. Not killed, but I mean, rendered unconscious, you know, through situations like that. A few times, not many times, but a couple of times. And you can tell, obviously, there's no way he did not know what he did.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, I have an extensive background in jiu-jitsu and shoot fighting, karate, and taekwondo. I trained most of my younger life, pretty much from about 6 until about 17 years old. So I've been immersed in fighting my entire younger life. And that's one thing. I mean, when you're in jiu-jitsu and you're grappling and you start to choke somebody out and they tap out, you let them go. And I've mentioned stories before as far as where I've had incidences and real fights and, you know, in choking people out. It's not something that I've enjoyed, but situations occur. You have to handle them. And when you feel somebody go out, you feel their lights go out. It's a very distinct feeling. It's not one of these like, oh, he passed out. No, you know when somebody goes completely limp and they're unconscious. So when he was sitting on him like that, it wasn't – you. I watched the video like 5 times, and you could see when his lights went out. And yeah. You could feel it. You're that officer. This wasn't one of those things, oh, whoops, I didn't notice that. He's been unconscious for 3 minutes. I wonder why. My knee's been on his carotid artery in his throat for the last 6 minutes. I wonder why he passed out. Oh, and there's also 2 officers sitting on his back while he's on his stomach compressing his diaphragm. This wasn't rocket science. I mean, so either these guys were the biggest inept officer bullies that we've seen in decades, and they need to be charged with capital punishment. They need to be charged with murder, full-blown, at least second-degree murder, or these guys were involved in something behind the scenes, because I found it so odd that they were immediately terminated. In most cases with law enforcement, they usually put them on administrative leave pending investigation. Almost always, even when it's a shooting, anything, they go on administrative leave pending investigation. Well, these guys got fired like the next day. It was like the video surfaced, it came out, bam, they're terminated. Well, even everybody that I know in law enforcement was like, that was really odd. Like, why did they terminate them that fast? It's almost like they already told them if something occurs, do what they needed to do. You'll be fired right afterwards. Don't worry about it. You'll be taken care of. And again, I'm totally left field and speculating on this, but I have been around a lot of situations before when I was younger. And to see this gross level of incompetence and neglect and just complete lack of care for human life was very odd to me. Because like I said, in a gunfight, you know, you got to make a split-second decision. Sometimes they get into shootings, and you had 2 or 3 seconds to react. And sometimes you make the wrong decision, but dude, it was your life or theirs. I get that. This wasn't that. They're sitting there. There was no threat imminent whatsoever. Not to mention, it was for a misdemeanor forgery. It was like a $20 bill that was fake. You know, I told my guys that was in the barbershop yesterday. I said, listen, I said, if they would have responded to, you know, an armed robbery in progress and they would have gotten a big shootout and the guy would have gotten wounded and they tackled him and he was fighting them and trying to knife them and they're holding him down trying to zip tie him and, you know, something happened, I would have been like, okay, you know, there's so much going on in this scene. But to arrest him, to detain him, and then have him, the threat is eliminated. It's subdued. There's nothing happening there. And to just blatantly sit there, this really seems to me like they were trying to get something to change the narrative from the coronavirus. Because they already tried this with that shooting in Georgia that we talked about a couple weeks ago. That whole thing was weird. And the news wanted to play video after video after video of the whole shooting. You know, 10-second clip with no background, no aftermath, nothing on what happened. And now it's like they finally got themselves something. And so they're just replaying it. And now they're replaying the violence and the rioting, which does what? It infuriates more people, incites more violence. Now we're seeing over in New York City, we're seeing in Colorado, we're seeing in LA. They're having riots all over the place now because of this. And I get the justified anger of what happened to this guy because it was 100% wrong. But they seem to appear to be trying to incite more violence than is really necessary right now to try to change the narrative. That's just me, Doug.
No, I agree with you on this. And I've got a couple of, well, one statement. I know that upwards or at least 170 businesses in Minneapolis were destroyed by these aren't protesters, by the way. They're rioters. All right. So
yeah.
You've got looting going on, which seriously, somebody's going to run into a Target and take a big screen TV to protest the murder of George Floyd. Where's the connection there? But then that's just me. Yes, anger, absolutely. Demands for justice, absolutely. But looting, come on. And there on your screen is the image of the police officer and George Floyd. And you know, it really breaks my heart because I'm going to tell you something. Well, this is going to lead to my question. If George Floyd was white, Austin, do you think that would have happened?
Sadly, I don't think so because, as much as I hate getting involved as far as in saying, well, it's a black issue, it's a white issue, it seemed, like I said, either this guy was intentionally trying to instigate something or this cop was also probably a very staunch racist. I mean, quite frankly, just being what it is. And it was almost like he was trying to exert his authority over this guy and show this. And it's sad, man. People like that are sick. And I mean, what he did, I mean, he needs to be tried. I really, really hope that the attorney general, they bring charges on this guy. I personally, I think all four of the officers need to be involved in this and indicted because what happened, I mean, all one officer had to do was walked up to him and say, hey, bud, he can't breathe. You need to come off him for a minute. Let him get some air. That's all he had to say. Okay. And you know what? If he would have said, no, I'm not going to do that. Then, okay, now one officer's trying to help this guy out and say he needs to breathe. Then it shows him that he has willful disregard for the guy's life, and he's not going to let him breathe. But it's like nobody did anything. And one thing that was frustrating to me, and I'm gonna come off the cuff on this right now, and I'm going to get some flack for this. I said this yesterday, and people got mad at me. I don't care. I'm going to be straight up about it with my background, is that there comes a point in time, I don't care if you're wearing a badge or not, especially if you see a friend or family member involved in something like this, you have to take direct engagement. And I'm not advocating violence, but what I'm saying is there were about a dozen people standing around this guy watching them do this to him. And just because he's wearing a badge does not make him God Almighty on earth. I'm going to clarify that. And I have an immense amount of respect for law enforcement. But if I'm in a situation like this, Doug, and I saw something happening to this like you or my dad or one of my friends or family, I would take the battery on an LEO charge. I'm just going to put that out there right now. I'm not going to say anything further. But there comes a point in time where you have to be proactive if you see great bodily harm coming to somebody by law enforcement that is massively overstepping their constitutional bounds. Now, I'm not saying that needs to happen all the time because it doesn't. You do not need to get involved with law enforcement in most cases. But for when you see a situation like that for minutes on end with law enforcement that has complete disregard for human life, and they're recording it. I'm glad they recorded it. I'm glad they got the information out there. But why did nobody engage them? Why did nobody walk up to the police officer and say, dude, what are you doing? Arrest me right now. How about you arrest me? You get off him. I'll take an arrest charge. Just get off of him. Nobody did that, which that's troubling to me too, because now all these people want to play Rambo and run around and Molotov cocktail small businesses all because they're avenging this guy's death. But nobody wanted to do anything when they were doing it there. So it comes a point in time as Americans, as a community, as patriots, We have to stand up for one another when we see something going on, regardless if they're wearing a badge or not. If you see something that's blatantly egregious, that's blatant disregard for human life, and you have the opportunity to save somebody else's life, you have to step in my opinion. And I know I'm going to get emails for this. I already got a bunch of blowback for it yesterday because a lot of people in America are good little, you know, police lovers. Yeah. They're just, it doesn't matter what police do. We love them. We protect them. It doesn't matter if they put a gun in my face and shoot my dog and throw me on the ground and they got the wrong house and they were SWAT raiding. You're supposed to lay there and urinate on yourself and be a good little peasant. I'm not that person. That's one of the reasons why I've had issues when I was younger. But there has to be a line in the sand, Doug, to where you have to have some type of engagement when you see a friend or family or somebody you know being completely violated by somebody in a badge because they think they're above the law. That's how I feel.
You know, one thing that I see from this, and tell me your opinion on this, is the fact that what we're seeing today take place, there's two things. The video, I just imagine, I don't know, a few decades ago, somebody videoing or taking video of an execution. That's the murder of someone. Someone is actually videotaping this man's murder and not intervening. I don't know who took the video. I'm sure that information is out there or will be. I don't know how many people were in the background, but the reason I believe for the inaction is because politicians, the people in office, and this is by the left, by design, the corrupt police and others who are in those positions no longer fear the American people, no longer fear our wrath. And, you know, it's the balance of power that we had in this country is now gone. That's what I see.
Yes. No, I think you nailed that, Doug. That's really, really succinct. Because you go back 50 years and you look at law enforcement's interaction with most of American population, and shoot, half the town or half the city knew majority of the police force. They interacted with them. They lived with them. They were friends and family. Now, because of the things they've done since the Iraq War and militarizing the American police departments for the last 20 years with extensive amounts of body armor, machine guns, drones, MRAPs, the list goes on. Law enforcement in America, not all of them, but some of them no longer feel they're here to serve and protect. They think they're still running around in a military zone and it's their job to harass, intimidate, and arrest any single person that doesn't do what they say. You know, I've watched video after video, including my own personal situations that I've had, where law enforcement has grossly overstepped their bounds and you simply ask them a question, a legal question that they have to answer, like, what am I being pulled over for? You know, in the state of Florida, if you are pulled over, you can ask them, am I being detained? Yes, I'm detaining you. For what reason am I being detained? You were excessively speeding. You were doing 75 and 65. Okay, fair enough. Here you go. I'm fully compliant with law enforcement. I broke a statute. Here's my driver's license. Here's my insurance. And there's been incidences before where I've been pulled over and they walk up. Hey, how are you doing? I'm doing good, bud. Can I help you with something? I need your license registration. Well, am I being detained? Well, yes. Okay, well, what am I being detained for? Why did your license and registration? I need to know what I'm being detained for, because if you don't tell me what I'm being detained for, that means I can travel freely on my way because you're not legally detaining me. Well, you're being stopped for this. Okay, cool. Now we're back on the same page. I respect you. You respect me. Just because you're law enforcement doesn't mean you're better than me. Doesn't mean you have anything over me. It doesn't mean that you are some type of superior being and you have the ability to boss people around and unbelievably disrespect them because you have a badge on. And it's exactly what you said. The same thing goes with the politicians. You have these individuals in Congress that pass laws like Obamacare that they exempt themselves from. You have Pelosi and these individuals that do these multi-trillion dollar bailout bills for coronavirus. And in that bill, they give Congress a $25 million raise. There's things that they do on a regular basis because they don't have to be held accountable anymore. And it's exactly what you just said. The balance of power is gone. There is none more. We basically are, and I use that term loosely and I joke around with it a lot, but we are basically peasants now. This is no longer an actual republic, and it's no longer a constitutional republic. We are essentially serfs and peasants. And that's what it goes down to, because free men don't have to ask permission. Free men don't sit there and watch somebody get choked to death for 6 minutes by somebody in a badge and they're too scared to do something about it. Free men stand up and say, dude, listen, you arrest me. Just get off him. You can handcuff me. I don't care. I'll take a charge if you're going to do this illegally. But get off him. This isn't right. You can't do this to another human being right now. This is the point that we all have to get to. And this is why I've told everybody, you have to make sure that you're becoming alert and in good shape. And the best you can, stay as healthy as you can. Because there's going to be a point in time, and it's coming really close, and I've talked about it for years, that we're going to be called upon as a patriot community to defend the last section of this country. It's getting very close now, because you can feel everything getting worse, getting heated. The tension among everybody is becoming, you know, astronomical. I told everybody on the show today, it was a kind of a joke to me yesterday, but I realized later on a lot of people did not find it funny in public except for a few people. I stopped at Publix supermarket to get a wrap yesterday. And one of my good friends, Tyler, he basically has a huge towing company around here. And I was standing there. There was a girl in front of me, and then there was a Publix girl, and she was basically making the wrap for the lady I was next in line. Well, Tyler like bumps up to me, because me and him, you know, this whole COVID thing hasn't slowed us down one bit. We're working, building, doing everything we can. And he walks up and he's like, are you in line, sir? And I looked at him, I like elbowed him back, and I'm like, sir, you are not social distancing. You need to step back now. And like we kind of like cut up for a second, and then I looked around me, and there was about 40 eyeballs, wide-eyed, just staring at me. Nobody was saying anything. Everybody stopped what they were doing. And so we kind of laughed, and I was like, hey, what's going on? And the girl left, that got was getting the sub in front of me. I walked up, and the lady that was cutting sub, she goes, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you guys were joking. She goes, I thought you guys were about to get in a fight. And I'm like, really? Going to get in a fight over social distancing in 6 feet? And I'm saying this out loud. I said, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. I said, we already know the CDC said it's got a 0.2% 6 death rate. It's like the flu. And I said, if everybody still believes they're doing this for our protection, I got swamp property in Polk City I'll sell you real cheap. And she kind of laughed, and a couple other people laughed, and then there's a lot of other people kind of looking at me like, oh, you know, he's not wearing a mask. He's a bad, bad peasant. Bad, bad peasant. He shouldn't be in here. He needs to go home. He doesn't wear a mask. But again, it's because some people are so brainwashed, they still really believe the narrative. The narrative's on its head now. This is why we're seeing what's happening now. The large percentage of the population took care of their bodies. I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten over the last 2 months, Doug, of people saying, man, I've been hammering the vitamin C, I've been hammering the D3, I've been staying super healthy now. You know, a lot of people I know have been getting sniffles, but we bounced right out of it. Some people I know caught COVID, they bounced out of it really quickly, I might add. And so America stepped up and we did what we did, and we fought a virus just like we do every day of our lives with certain germs and pathogens, and we kicked through it. There's no reason to legitimately shut down a country of this magnitude for this long. So what do we do now to keep the people from waking up? Now let's start a giant riot and make it spread all over the country, so now we can use the excuse to have more civil unrest and bring in the National Guard for more restrictions. And at the same time, Operation Warp Speed is still in full effect, bringing a vaccine to market that they're still trying to get everybody to take via Bill Gates and his multi-billion dollar globalist banker fund that he has. And majority of the people are still asleep. And that's why it's so important. Get this information out there. All of Doug's listeners, get this truth out there. Talk to people when you go out in public. Don't be rude. Don't be disrespectful by all means. But say things. Make comments. Wake people up. Plant a seed of truth in their head. Get the CNN garbage at least out of their mind somewhat, and put a seed right beside it so it can actually wake them up in some cases. Because there's been so many people, I make comments to them, and they're like, wait, what? That's really going on? Yeah, it's going on. I'll send you the link right now. Heck, I'll send you 5 links of it right now. How about you go look at Moderna and their clinical trial? They skipped basically the ferret and the primate testing for their RNA vaccine. They skipped it. They got passes on it from Fauci. And the first test they did was with 15 human beings, and 3 of them had to have medical intervention. They had such severe side effects from the COVID RNA vaccine. Nobody's talked about that on CNN or NBC. Heck, even Fox. Why? Because it doesn't go along with the narrative, Doug. And that is why we do our show and you do your show, to get the truth out there so people can see what's really going on.
Very well stated, Austin. Austin Brower, my guest. Well, not my guest. He's part of the show. Austin Brower from the Ted and Austin Brower Show, as well as healthmasters.com. Folks, please go to healthmasters. Use HR5 coupon code for 5% off non-sale items there. And do it now. Do it for yourself. All right. My wife, she heard part of the show in the office last week, I think it was, when we were talking. And, she said, what, you're telling people only to take one multiple, ultimate multiple a day? One per day. It's two. Take two. And I had a laugh because, she's, I don't want to say trained well, but very well informed. So, I want to thank you and your father for really doing the job that you do to help others understand how important our health is to us. Something that, again, to me, this is a very sober day, a very sober time, professionally. I mean, looking out, all of us, you know, this should be very sobering for all of us. But me personally and professionally, you know, what I've been experiencing, it's not about me, but I'm sure a lot of people are in that mindset. Wow, you know, this is really, it's crazy. But here's, in continuing our conversation about George Floyd, and by the way, he did have a criminal record. I get all of that. I understand the background behind it, but it doesn't matter. A police officer is not the executioner or the judge. He is there to serve and protect, right? I mean, and there's no serving and certainly no protecting. But that said, here's what I noticed too, Austin, in my review of this. Antifa, funded by the left. I'm talking about protesters, not rioters, but protesters. Well, I'll throw in rioters too. Funded by the left, come out over every incident. And what happens is some of the incidents are, the legitimacy of some of the incidents, some are more legitimate than others. Some like shootings, for example, you know, the seconds, portions of seconds, you've got to make a decision. And some decisions are obviously incorrect. But having said that, Antifa and the left who engage in the riots and protests in the past, they've really delegitimized the outrage for today. And I think that's done on purpose. But I also see them, they softened up, and further widened the racism in America. And I think that, I don't know if I said that correctly, but if you think about what Antifa has done, I think they've made racism worse in America. Am I off there? I mean, do you know what I'm trying to say? I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I do, but did I say that right? I mean, has Antifa, and funded by the left, and the left, have they made the racism that does exist in America, have they made it worse?
Well, I think they've contributed to it. So, yeah, they definitely had some negative impacts that they've caused with it. And we've seen with Antifa, I mean, they've been heavily funded by George Soros and these groups. And what they do is they're designed to do exactly what is going on right now. Now, whether or not Antifa was involved in this, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know if a lot of these individuals, like you said, I mean, I see videos of people stealing big screen TVs out of Target. A lot of these people probably didn't even know what was going on. They just followed the crowd. Somebody's looting Target. Let's go. They can't arrest us all. Which, I mean, it's a sad thing to see people doing that to their own neighborhood. I've never understood this when some of these riots have occurred. We saw the same thing in L.A. And the best thing you can do is protect yourself and protect your business. And I saw numerous videos yesterday of armed patriots that were securing down some of their businesses And it was just smart. That's what I would have done too if I would have been in that area. And of course, they weren't looted. They weren't robbed. We saw the same thing with the Koreans in 92, some of those businesses in LA when those riots started. And, you know, that's the only option, you know, because the problem is they're not justifying now what happened to George. They're not justifying it by now burning down everybody's businesses. And the sad part about this is the frustrating part. Minneapolis had the U.S. ear. I mean, everybody was listening to them. They had a platform. Everybody was mad. The whole country was mad about this video. They probably could have gotten some very, very serious stuff done and changed if they would have done it correctly. And I'm not even saying not even the protesting, even the aggressive protesting. When you start firebombing AutoZone, I mean, AutoZone, come on, man. I mean, people got to change their oil. People need windshield wiper blades. Now there's no AutoZone in town. I mean, you just hacked off everybody. So, I mean, to me, it's like they really, really, really just they lost it, man. It's sad because they had so much momentum. You have to ask yourself, was that real, true, like organic rioting that a lot of people just went nuts? Could have been. Was there some agitators in the group? Could have been. I don't know. But, you know, the sad part about this whole thing is that now so many people aren't even thinking about the COVID-19 as far as what's been going on to our rights. And now all these invasive things that have been going on via COVID-19 are now going to keep going on for the next couple of weeks. I will not be surprised if we have a massive COVID-19, that $3 trillion stimulus bill. Remember they said
yes,
they wanted to have it ready by the first week in June.
Yep.
Never let a good crisis go to waste. $3 trillion with hundreds of trillions going to the educational department and all types of other weird stuff that has nothing to do with COVID or anybody affected at all whatsoever. And so you wait and see, Doug, and I'm going to keep my eyes and ears out next week, especially if this thing escalates in Minneapolis and other cities. I bet you there's a high probability they're going to try to slide in a bunch of bills under the guise of rioting right now to try to get it so nobody sees what's going on, because they're notorious for doing this, especially the leftists. And the Republicans have done it too, but especially the real hardcore communist Democrats. They love doing this stuff, pushing really, really egregious bills that people don't even bother to read while there's a bunch of turmoil and animosity and stuff going on because people are too busy watching the news. So I want you and I and all of our listeners, keep a lookout and keep watching bills and keep watching how they progress, because we're going to have to blast this stuff out next week if they try to push this stuff through, Doug.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because again, what I do best is investigations and surveillance. That's what I've done for all of my adult life primarily. And, again, thinking about the situation, I've done surveillances where you are looking at a specific area or person, building, car, whatever it might be, whatever you're watching, you've got almost this tunnel vision. And what happens is a lot of times, a lot of guys, doing surveillance or people doing surveillance, they'll forget to look around them to see what's happening, you know. And I'm telling you, though, the big surprises don't usually come from what you're watching. They come from what you're not watching, intentionally not watching, because of this tunnel vision that you've fallen into. So what I would urge people, and I think this is what you're saying, is although we're looking at one specific element of society today, talking about this, the riots, the violence, the burning of cities, don't take your eyes, and it would be really dramatically problematic to not look over, well, in your rear view mirror or your side view mirror if you're conducting surveillance of events from a vehicle. In other words, you have to have your head on a swivel today and pay attention to everything, not just one thing, because we can think about more than one thing at a time, or we can watch more than one thing at a time, I believe.
No, 100%. And that's why we've been trying to keep it multifaceted with everything that's been going on with the COVID, because it has been such a obfuscation tool to try to cover things up and try to prevent people from, you know, not discussing supplements. They don't want anybody to talk about vitamins or staying healthy or exercising. All they want to do is tell people to wear a mask and cower inside their home. And so there's all these things that are going on at the same time. Hundreds of billions of dollars are being funneled down to the pharmaceutical companies. all these big pharmas are making a killing in the stock market right now, including getting all these government handouts and government grants. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to look at what's really going on behind the scenes. And so it's crucial. I encourage everybody, look at everything. Try to keep your vision open, because you're exactly right about that, Doug. A lot of times we see stuff, and this is why they do this in the news. This is the psychological impact, the psychological aspect of what they do with psych warfare, is that they constantly keep barraging you with different things, back and forth. Back. This hits you, this hits you, this hits you, this hits you. Well, the COVID-19 lost some momentum. People were sick of it. They already see, like I said, in a lot of states, people are like, okay, we're done. This, we're no longer going to participate in COVID-19. How about that? And nothing's changed. They had hospitals haven't been filled up rapidly in Florida or, you know, Wisconsin or any of these other areas. Nothing, the sky isn't falling. People aren't dropping dead on the street. I mean, which was odd that was going on in China. I still haven't understood what was going on with all that, because we haven't seen that hardly at all here in the United States. But, you know, what we see, and the same thing, we have China now. I mean, I got multiple guys that I know as far as construction industry, lighting industry, that they can't get hardly anything right now. And all the stuff they can get is 20, 30, 40% higher. Shipping's gone up. I mean, we're literally getting taxed from China now. And they won't send it to us unless you pay the price. They won't send it to you. Everything's going through the roof. Why? Because now they have basically the United States by the throat, and they know how reliant we are on Chinese material, thanks to Bill Clinton and all the other clowns that allowed this to happen. And now we're in a precarious situation where we find ourselves, China is dictating their own prices, and all the cheap crap we buy from them is no longer cheap. It's just expensive, cheap crap. And that's exactly what we're seeing now, and it's exactly why it's so important to try to support American made. I try to do that as much as I can. I'm really finicky about that, actually. I know you're the same way, and I've gotten my wife like that too. And I mean, unless it's something that, you know, I especially now in the housing market, that's a nightmare. Is all the stuff I'm doing for construction. But if it's like something that I can get and get it not from China, I'll actively go out of my way to not get it from China and try to get it in America. That's why I very rarely ever shop at Walmart. Then it's not that you can't buy some stuff made in the U.S. at Walmart. It's the fact that Walmart is a massive importer from China, and I don't want to support Walmart. Yeah. I can't stand Amazon. Everybody saw the video that came out. I think it was on freedomfaction.com. I'll see if I can post it up on my website. There were 11 so far, minimum, 11 different news stations repeating the exact same script about how Amazon is doing all the sanitation things they need. Amazon is here to basically help you. Amazon is working overtime to make sure you get your packages. Amazon is making sure everybody's safe and healthy. Literally 11 different news outlets all across the country repeating the exact same propaganda script about Amazon and how they're doing so good and they're helping so many people. Yet I haven't seen one single independent person, journalist, go into an Amazon facility and verify any of this stuff. Why? Because Amazon's funded by CIA. They get the CIA contracts. They have an entire another backside for DOD contracts, and the Pentagon funnels them money. Amazon is the giant retail globalist monopoly, and they funded up and they propped up Bezos, Cloud Bezos, to make sure he's this big, giant, eccentric billionaire now that has this huge company. Amazon's a nightmare. They intentionally do predatory pricing. Nobody calls them out on it except for me and a few other people I know. People keep buying from Amazon, keep giving them money, and I'm like, guys, you're literally selling your own demise into this right now, because they go in, they wipe out companies, and I've dealt with numerous companies, including a very, very, very high-quality toothpaste company that I worked with for years, almost a decade, that Amazon directly put out of business because they kept forcing them to fill these huge orders, forcing them to take their prices lower, and the idiots, basically the toothpaste company, thought, hey, we're getting these huge contracts. We're getting these, you know, $100,000 POs from Amazon. But yet nobody bothered to look at the bottom line, and they were completely ruining their mom and pop sales, completely cut me out. I mean, I waited for months on back order of products while Amazon took up all the inventory. And eventually, guess what? Toothpaste company went out of business. Amazon went in, bought it all, restructured it, changed the name, sold it off, disappeared it, can't even find the stuff now, and they're nowhere to be found. And they have done that with dozens upon dozens of companies, and most people won't even bat an eye. They will continue to funnel all of their money every week to Amazon because they think Amazon's this big, great savior that's going to help everybody. Newsflash, they are not. They're right in line with the deep state. That's why Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. I mean, give me a break. So again, buy American, support American. Buy from local companies right now. Support local companies that are going on. I've been trying to do that a lot with local restaurants and local businesses that have been opening. Support them the best you can because they're the lifeblood of America. Those are our friends. Those are our family. Those are our fellow citizens, not the Chinese that want to take over the entire real estate market on the West Coast and bring in their communist dictatorship into this country. Those are not our friends, Doug.
Amen. And what very well said. Thank you for saying that. And I stand by that too. And it's just amazing to me to learn. Although we had a sense of this before this information came out, but it's amazing that, you know, through the Donald Trump administration that, what, 90%, 95% of our antibiotics are coming over from China, the pharmaceuticals, yep, obviously, the electronics, obviously, virtually everything. And you go back to, you know, Kissinger opening his shuttle diplomacy with China. Remember that, folks. You got to know your history. And Kissinger, of course, being this one world, new world order kind of guy. So it does fit with the plans. Well, let me ask you, speaking of China, let me ask you about this, because what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing are movements of military, and this is anecdotally, I'm speaking anecdotally here, where the India is really got a bullseye from China right now. More than 5,000 troops from China's People's Liberation Army actually crossed into the border into India at I'm not sure exactly where geographically, but they actually penetrated some 30 plus miles into India. This is Chinese army. Then you've got China giving a green light to Pakistan, for example, to invade northwestern India. So India is kind of the territory, disputed territory in India, including Kashmir, of course. There are border disputes that are going to be resolved through force by way of China. And then, of course, you've got the Taiwan, and another subject where there's that long-standing political dispute about Taiwan actually being part of China. And then lastly, you've got reports of Chinese agents embedded here in within the United States government and in positions of critical infrastructure. So to me, and I'm going to just give it to you, but to me, what it looks like to me is you had the you had the tariff and trade that China was actually benefiting from. Donald Trump comes in and says, no, we're going to level that out. We're going to fix that. You're not going to have these benefits. And of course, then we saw the Chinese party coronavirus come out. And then now we're seeing Chinese military movements, including one thing I didn't mention, the South China Sea. So what I'm looking at here is we've been at war with China, and I'm looking at maybe a hot war developing and all of these military movements occurring simultaneously, including threatening here in the United States. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think China, and let me clarify this, I think the Chinese communist government, not the Chinese citizens themselves, because I know a lot of people that are Chinese and they're great people. The Chinese government dictatorship, they are essentially a big, giant faction of the globalist banking cartel, whether it be the Rothschilds or whatever name you want to put on them. They're huge on that. This is why they have pushed the full-blown social credit score, the monitoring, the hundreds of thousands of cameras with facial recognition. China's at the forefront of the New World Order. I fully believe that. I think they are going to be the spearhead of the New World Order and trying to bring in the new national or new global bank, new global currency. I think they personally think, I don't know if they will, but I think they personally believe they're going to be the ones that start that whole thing. And they're going to be the center, the epicenter of it, because they've been such good little communists and set up such a vast, vast complex of surveillance and monitoring and restrictions and everything. That being said, you know, I'm not sure everything that's going on in India. I don't know anything about them breaking. I haven't seen that on there. I don't doubt that. Remember, India has lots of manufacturing, huge pharmaceutical manufacturing, lots of stuff down there. So that wouldn't surprise me that China is going to try to spearhead that. As far as in the United States, we've known for years China's been coming in and bringing in wives and women into midwives into California and having babies that are dual citizens and then basically bucking out and going back to China. And then that baby has basically dual citizenship there. They've been doing that for decades. Why would they do that, you ask? Because not many people do that with hardly any other countries. China's trying to embed as many people as they can in this country because China really believes that they're, in my opinion, the Chinese communist government truly believes that they are going to get to own a huge portion of the United States. This is why they've gone in and bought huge studios in Hollywood. This is why in a lot of movies you watch now, they always have Chinese studios and Chinese producers. You'll see it right in the credits at the beginning. Such and such, Hu Qingchang Studio, you know, producer Hu Wong. And there's nothing wrong. Again, I'm not picking on anybody for this. But what they've done is, and they bought huge areas of real estate in New Mexico and so forth. So to me, the only reason that I could see them trying to do this, especially when they don't make it reciprocal. You know, if you try to own a business in China, oh, good heavens, forbid that. You can't possibly do that as an American. You want to go over to China and start a company, they completely own and control it by 51%. That's it. You have no control of it over there. And they're notorious for knocking stuff off as far as taking people's ideas, patents, products, and completely knocking them off and selling them back to the U.S. So we know they don't play fair. So, yes, there's a high probability that there are a large portion of them developed here that are basically seated here and that they're going to be able to do what they need to do when the time comes. Because the thing about China, especially the government, they're not stupid. They're very smart. And they're very, very methodical as far as with their tactics. They're not just a running grunt machine gun spearhead the beach. They're very, very methodical. So if they ever have a chance of taking over the United States, it's not going to be a D-Day Normandy invasion of California. That would be go grossly bad. Now, they may go to that point, but that will never be the first invasion. It's going to have to be an internal invasion out. Because if they can come in, knock the infrastructure, already have a huge amount of elements seated here, they're going to be able to set the template for what happens next. Again, this is my opinion. Are they doing that now? Shoot, I think they've been doing it for years. Are they going to do something in the near future? I have no idea. They may not try to do this. They may never try to do this. They may wait 5 or 10 years to do this. I don't know. But that's why, again, I always encourage everybody, if you have the legal means to do so, stay armed, stay ready. A well-armed populace is a populace that is virtually almost impossible to take over. And if you have 50, 60 million Americans that are very well-armed and very well-trained in this country, I don't care how many soldiers you try to embed and have sleeper cells here. When it hits the fan and the patriot community wakes up and says, all right, it's time to knuckle up, load up, gear up, let's ride. It's going to be very, very difficult for them to do anything over here other than short of a nuclear attack. But the United States is the last country anybody wants to nuke because of our resources and our infrastructure and the amount of national parks and everything we have here. That's why I've told people, oh, they're going to nuke us. You're not going to nuke us. You may have a dirty bomb pop off in New York or something like that. You're not going to have a full-blown nuclear invasion of the United States because it'd be idiotic for anybody to do that because then everything we've built and they've tried to build would be rubble and completely uninhabitable for decades.
I totally agree with you. Not only just for the infrastructure aspect of things, but because of the food production. They can't feed the people. The United States has resources. Correct. For. So there you have it. So I agree 100% with you. It's remarkable. We only have about 4 minutes left. Folks, I encourage everyone to go to healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. Use HR5, Hagman Report 5. That's what it stands for, HR5. Is a coupon code for non-sale items there. Do it as soon as you get done listening to this show. Healthmasters.com. Bookmark that website. And while you're shopping there, listen to the latest episode of Ted and Austin Brower, the Ted and Austin Brower Show. And you'll be hooked. I'm telling you, it's right there on the right hand side. If you're looking at this on whatever video platform you're watching this. So there it is. And you can start by Hagman Brower Healthy Immune Kit, which is fantastic. I recommend that for everyone. and not making any medical claims. But I'll tell you what, everyone I've talked to that has taken that has not been sick with a cold or flu or whatever. So it's great stuff. And that's healthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code. 3 minutes left. I'll let you close it out.
Yes, Doug, thank you. And I mean, that's why we have the product of the week right now, really popular product for athletes and also individuals that are trying to maintain healthy blood pressure, is the HGH Stimulate. That's been a product that we've used for years. I use it every day when I train. Really increases blood flow and vascularity. Also helps out with muscle endurance and energy. As I've said, I usually stack it with the magnesium brain food, the muscle blast, and the HGH Stimulate in about 30 ounces of water. That's usually my training regimen that I run. But you can run it by itself, obviously. And of course, even if you're not active, it really increases circulation and can do a great wonder for blood pressure, especially if you're trying to keep blood pressure in a healthy range. So be sure to check that out. That's on, I think, 20% off sale right now for products of the week, Doug. And again, I just want to encourage everybody, stay alert right now. All of our listeners, stay ready. You know, down here in Florida, you know, the first thing I did, even when the COVID thing started, is I made sure I had extra mags loaded off. I tapped off all my gear, my body armor, my mags. And I'm not trying to say that because I think everybody needs to be all, you know, hunker down and this and that. But I'm saying if you have gear, make sure you know how to use it. There's nothing worse than seeing somebody that has tools and they're so disorganized they can't even put them together and carry them. I've seen that before, and I've gone to ranges and I've run classes and drills with people, and people come out, they can't figure out where their sling is along with their gloves, and they can't get know how your stuff operates. And because right now, you see this in Minneapolis, they said last night they're going to the suburbs next. Now, whether or not to, I don't know. But to me, if I was in that area, I would already be rock and rolled right now, ready to go. And I would have the entire neighborhood area that I have already ready as far as the people that I know in my areas. I have numerous people in my area that I train with on a regular basis, because I would make it known that this neighborhood will not go down without a fight. If you want direct engagement, come and get it. If you want to run around and go somewhere else, that's their problem, not mine. But I am not going to sit here and allow you to take over our neighborhood and pillage and loot and burn down our area. Just like those guys did in those videos yesterday that were standing in front of the shops, well-armed and loaded up. That resolve seems bizarre because the media has portrayed people that look like that and train like that and are prepared like that to be homegrown terrorists, when in reality, all that is a well-prepared patriot, nothing less. So people need to understand it's not abnormal or weird to be prepared and to be armed. That's something that this country was founded on. The full basis of our country was standing up to tyranny and being well armed. So when it's time you hear somebody spout off something stupid like that, oh, they look like they're some type of some hardcore right-wing extreme neo-Nazis. Really? Why? Because they have an AR-15 and a plate carrier? That all I see is a well-armed patriot. Stay prayed, stay up, stay ready for everything, Doug.
Austin Brower, thank you so very much. I have a lot of respect for you and your father, your business, your radio program. I appreciate you, and have a great weekend. Thank you. Folks, I will do it. Again, because of the shenanigans that have been pulled, we're gonna replay in the second hour here. We're going to replay something. Please pay attention. Listen, and hit the subscribe button on YouTube. It does change the algorithms, along with a thumbs up. Good night, everyone. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Of course, every week he pops in, and he does a lot of, I mean, I'll tell you what, he's helped a lot of people. Healthmasters.com, he's helped a lot of people. He's helped educate a lot of people through his show. There it is on your screen. If you're watching this right now, look on your screen right there. If I can see it, you can see it. Healthmasters.com. Folks, the best products there are, in my view, best products for whatever ails you. And if you want to boost your immune system or immune your boost system, whatever you want to do, there it is on screen. It's the Hagman Brower Healthy Immune Kit. I got to tell you, it works. The ultimate multiple powder, new flavor, by the way. So just put a little pinch between your cheek and gum of that and have at it. No, read the directions. I know I'm going to get an email saying, oh, yeah, you told me to do this. Yeah. But Radio Legend, by the way, Radio Legend Man Cow. If you haven't heard of Man Cow, I'm telling you, you are, I got to tell you this. I actually DVR'd and watched a couple of times, Collector's Call of Man Cow. I did. You know why? I don't know why. It was fun. But here to bring on Man Cow and to get into the discussion, I'm not going to take any more time away, is Ted Brower. Ted, how are you, sir?
Hey, Man Cow. Hey, Doug. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. We promoted the show heavily today on our show and our podcast. And it's my pleasure to bring Man Cow, per Doug's request and him asking me to do so, onto the Hageman Report. And Eric Man Cow Mueller has been a friend of mine for many, many, many years. I've spent time with him up at his home up in Chicago. We've had dinner together. I mean, we're good friends, and he's the real deal. He's on one of the biggest stations now in Chicago. He brought the numbers way up. And of course, like Doug said, he's a radio legend. He's been around for a long, long time. Everybody on the who's list of anybody who knows anybody is going to be Man Cow. And Man Cow is a Christian, and he loves Jesus, and he loves God, and he tries to do, as the rest of us try to do, what's right in God's sight. So there you go. So, Eric, how's that introduction? How's that introduction, Man Cow? I'm so glad to have you on me with the Hageman Show.
Oh, the best ever, and I'm a fan of this show, so, and I love Ted, so what a great honor to be here with you guys. It's great.
I'll tell you what, it's great to have you, sir. And you know, I gotta tell you this, you invited me on your show about a decade ago. This is like, you know, I don't know, a long time ago. And I got off the, I got off your show, I got off your program, and I said to my wife, I said, you know something? Wow. I'm never going to go on his show again. And I can't remember why. I'm kidding now. You asked some, interesting questions, and actually I had a good time, but, I thought it was great. So, you won't remember it because I was nothing but a blip in your past radar. Anyway, it's great to have you on, sir. It really is. So, Ted, I'm going to turn this over to you, Ted. Or, Mankov, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, look, the deal is I have severe ADHD. The show is very fast paced and I'm guilty of that. And I really don't want to be rude. So if I was rude, all apologies sincerely.
Nah, you weren't. Anyway. It was fun. It was actually pretty fun. And I can't remember what the subject matter was. I don't remember, but I was only on for I don't know, a minute 40 seconds or something like that. But it was,
that sounds right. Sounds about right.
Yeah. So Ted, we had talked about Man Cow, and really, I love the guy. And Man Cow, I'm not just saying that. I do. I really like you. I really like what you're doing, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
In all seriousness.
It's thankless.
It is.
It's thankless.
Believe me.
Guys, quickly, can I jump on real quick?
Go for it.
Yeah, look, to the left of me, to the right of me, up and down the dial in Chicago. This is the greatest radio city on earth. For people that don't know radio, they think New York or L.A. It's Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. I'm on a station called WLS. It's not important, but I'm just telling you, to the left of me, to the right of me, up and down the dial, ABC, CBS, NBC, everything. Stay at home. Be a hero. Their mayor is not going to allow us out. The governor said let us out. Trump said let us out. Mayor Larry, I call her Larry. Larry Lightfoot, our diminutive mayor. No, I don't care. I'm going to talk to you like I talk to my kids. This is a quote from her. You need to all stay inside. I am under house arrest and I've done nothing wrong. And I'm the only guy on the radio here saying, wait, why are you a hero to sit inside on Memorial Day?
Amen, man. Ted, take it.
Well, you know, the reality is Man Cow had a rally in Chicago last weekend. He had 5,000 people show up, and I believe because of that rally, Chicago and Illinois now is going to open up about 30 days sooner from the coronavirus, unless that's more obfuscation and more lies. I told Man Cow the other day when I was on a show, I said, look, why don't you go ahead and just start having a rally down there once a month? I said, if you pulled 5,000 people the first rally, you'll pull 20,000 the second, 100,000 the third. I said, you'll not only increase the presence of the Man Cow in Chicago, but you'll also get some things changed, because that's the one thing they're scared of, isn't it, Man Cow? Is when people come out in the aggregate and they say, no, we're not going to deal with this anymore. What do you think?
Listen, I don't want to lift up Man Cow. God is first in my world, and the listener is second.
There you go. That's right.
No, that's the truth. Look, people are hurting. They are starving to death. Their kids are hungry. The unemployment website in Illinois does not work. Well, it's run by the government. Of course it doesn't work. And this is what the folks are dealing with. The mayor is at his horse barn, his multi-million dollar horse barn, because his horses had to be fed, and then he's having a grand dinner in Lake Geneva tonight. And they've been going to restaurants, although the restaurants are illegal. They've gotten haircuts and everything else, but nobody else is allowed to. It's really scary. So that's really what we're about, just standing up, and they're breaking the law. And by the way, all these cops, I'm friends with all the cops. Cops love my show. They haven't had a contract for 12 years. They're underpaid. Of course, the communist teachers get everything they want. The commies, oh man, they get everything in this city. So here are the cops. They're going and fining and arresting preachers. They tried 2 days ago in this city, maybe was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago, they tried to get it so that if you're a business owner and you open up without permission, you could get a year in jail. Think about that.
That's beyond the pale. Why aren't people, and I'm asking you, man, Kyle, why in the hell aren't people going to Lightfoot's house? I mean, by the way, I call her the lesbionic mayor of Chicago. I mean, for the love of, man, that hairdo did not do, I mean, she could have stayed home for that. All right. But you know, not for thee, but for me, I can do whatever. Why aren't people charging her house and saying, all right, this is BS, man. You know, pull her and her, you know, other whatever it is out of the house and tar and feather them. I'm serious. What are we going to do now? We got to do something. Protests are great, but, hey, you want a pillow tent? You okay?
I'm sorry, guys. I had a rough night's sleep last night.
All right. Sorry about that.
Take a few more vitamins, Ted.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This
mayor was on my show quite a bit. And I said, look, do you want to play up being black and lesbian? That doesn't matter. Let's just talk about the job. No. Very important that you mention that I'm black and lesbian. Now, I don't give a hairy rat's about any of that. I don't care. But I do care about the job she's doing. I'm a freedom guy. But, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think we're getting to the point where the British are coming. Kids, fasten the bayonets. And Ted was asking, Mancow, what are you going to do when they come for you? What are you going to do when they come to inject your kids? Well, I'm going to fight back. There's no way I would let them inject me with what's coming with these Bill Gates, whatever that is, that DNA stuff they want to inject in us. It's scary times. Yes, they're out of control, but I want to tell you, there are great heroes. There's Representative Bailey here. There's others that are fighting up. There's fighting. There's police chiefs. There's policemen that are refusing to do anything that's unconstitutional. So I'm seeing some real heroes here in what is a sinkhole, man. This is what Barack Obama came out of. I mean, this is a totally bankrupt place. Our last Republican governor, Rauner, public funding for late-term abortions. So I get to go to work, pay my taxes, and I pay for late-term abortions. And, of course, here in Illinois, you can get a late-term abortion, but you can't go to church.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. And Doug, the thing about it is, and we got to look at it from a communist standpoint. We have to look at it from a communist standpoint of the same group of people who overthrew Russia back in the early 1900s. And we have to look at it. We have to go back to Stalin and Lenin and all these cronies that did all this. And we've got to look at Saul Alinsky. We've got to take it to the Frankfurt School of what they did and how they infiltrated our schools and our universities and our media back in the 30s. And there's an article here that says we're playing right into their plan. Number one, they've taken over health care. They've increased poverty. They've increased the debt. They're wanting gun control, welfare, control the education, control religion. They haven't controlled religion. They've basically taken us out of church. They want to cause class warfare, never-ending class warfare. All of this is right out of the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals communist takeover plan of the entire planet, not to mention the United States. And, guys, here we are in a situation where we've got pastors that are such pansies in the pulpit that they refuse to say anything about what's happening, and all they want to do is get back to church so they can start maintaining their lifestyle and a lot of them with their private jets and multiple residences, and they don't want to come out and speak against what's happening. Why? Because we've got a group of people now that really, really believe that no matter what happens, we've got to support the government. And guys, we can't have that attitude. We can't allow them to take us down the slippery slope of fascism or communism or whatever the heck is their final plan for us. What do you think, Mancow?
I think that our teachers went and partied in Argentina. They all gave their raised fist. They have their summers off. We have the highest property taxes in America. They're all sitting at home. And you better believe everything in this city is divided by race. It's divide and conquer, black and brown. And my personal opinion, guys, is that was a big thing. 35%, 40% of black people in Chicago were starting to lean towards Trump. They were making money. They were feeling good. They were starting to wake up and realize, wait a minute, the Democrats want, you know, they're behind Planned Parenthood. That's all about slaughtering black babies. Maybe this genocide isn't a good idea. We've been voting Democratic and our city's a nightmare. We're not going to step over our dead kids anymore that have been shot to death to go vote Democratic anymore. And they were starting to wake up. And of course, that's when they have to crash the economy. This is all by design. It's all by design. They are full on communists. Absolutely. And look, socialism will let you have God. Forget that. They're not even letting us have God now. These aren't socialists. Full-on communists. And what they want is complete slavery. And now, look, if people don't fight now, I don't know what they're waiting for. And, you know, Ted, you and I talk, and Doug, I'm sure you feel the same way. We all have friends that are big talk, man. Yeah, man, I'm with you. I'm with you. And I was amazed at the amount of people, the friends of mine, and we got way more than we expected, but, you know, real good friends of mine, real good patriots, don't tread on me. And I said, hey, what happened, man? I wanted to, where were you at the rally? We had this big rally. Oh, my wife wanted to go to Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're a real patriot. Now is the time, guys. Now is the time. And, but, you know, it was a small percentage, as you guys know your history, a small percentage of people that actually stood up against the British, the majority of people, we'll just pay the taxes. And that's what we're with. I'm telling you, look at these people. Their butts are hanging out of their pants. They're looking at their phones. They're zombies. They're brain dead. The lead in the water in Chicago is by design. Keep them stupid. And what does lead do, Ted? It makes you violent and quick to violence. And we have so much murder in this city. Keep them dumb. Keep them violent. And keep them voting the same way. It's a nightmare.
Exactly.
Well, no, it's at that. And Doug, when we talked the other day with Bancow, when he was on my, that's when I was on his show in Chicago, he brought up the doggone geoengineering in the chemtrails, in the aluminum and the barium. And I explained to him about the aluminum and barium that I had tested in our rainwater that made our rainwater not safe. So Bancow is a patriot, and he is talking about chemtrails. He's talking about communism. He's talking about abortion. All of this on mainstream radio in Chicago. And not only do the people love him, they're flocking to his rallies because he's telling the truth that he's taking a stand.
He just said, for now. Mancock, I can tell you off air a story about a replacement for Rush Limbaugh who contacted me and gave me a statement saying, if this is my last show, here's why. And, and this is about 12, about a dozen years ago. And, it's just amazing what we can, or what the people on mainstream media, Ted, you're familiar with this, can't talk about or shouldn't talk about. And all of a sudden, you know, bam, you go from, however many, you know, thousand stations to what, 300 or, you know, it's just amazing the blowback. But yeah, I'm glad you're calling for this. And you're right. Where are the people today? And what's it going to take, man? From you, because you're the guy. What's it going to take for the average American to say, you know, I'm done being nice, because we've been nice so far, I think, at least the conservative.
Yeah, compromise.
Right. Is it going to take the vaccines? Is it going to take or something else that we don't see coming? I mean, what's it going to take?
Doug, I want to tell you something that I'm going to take a sidetrack here. I'm going to just jump. Just bear with me here for a second. I had a gust of ADHD, but, you know, who's to say? Who's to say? I love that. Well, who's to say? Who's to say? And all of us sit silent. I see it in this city here, Chicago. Who's to say? Who's to say? Well, why can't a man marry his horse? Who's to say it's wrong? And hello, me. If my kids' schools. If I told you what I see in my daughter's schools, and by the way, some of the best schools on earth, allegedly, Nutrier, the propaganda, the brainwashing. I'll tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take. I think very few people are going to take a stand. But look, they're terrified. There's more of us, right? It's, God. I mean, look, if people only knew how much power we have, but the regular guy sits there and thinks, I'm shut off. Our cell phones, our iPhones, everything is, our world is getting smaller and we're being pushed further and further into our houses. We're being told not to come out. But, look, I serve a greater power, and I understand the godless people. They don't care. It's going to be over anyway. This doesn't really mean anything. And if you feel that way, why not? Why not just go along and get along? But look, I've read the end of the book, guys. I know we win. I'm excited about it. These are exciting times, and we win, and good wins, and God wins. And evil may be laughing, but good is coming, and God is coming, guys. They won't win, and I don't know, maybe it'll be 1,000 years of tribulation. But in the end, good wins. We will win. Freedom will win. Man does not want to be a slave. These cops that are going out, they don't want to ticket churches. Why are they doing it? They're arresting people. If you sit by the lake, Lake Michigan, it looks like an ocean. It's so big. Ted, you saw it. If you sit by the lake, you're arrested. Now, you can walk, but if you walk through a park, you can be arrested. So what's it going to take, Doug? I don't have any idea.
Man, I'll tell you, it just chaps my eye to see people that actually flock to. Yeah, I don't know whether you saw this. Brooklyn, New York, and I spent some time there working investigative cases and stuff back about 5-10 years ago. And so there's this park in Brooklyn, and they painted, did you see this? They painted circles on the grass in this park. And it's 6 feet apart. I mean, this is paint on flipping grass, okay? Now, that's one thing, all right? And of course, the phrase social distancing, which I hate, but I was talking about this earlier this week. The people, without prompting, go to the circles to sit in the circles and try not to get out of the circles and keep their distance while sitting in the park. I'm thinking, what's wrong with you people?
I can tell you what's going on with that, Doug.
Please do.
Yeah, this deals with cell phone tracking. This deals with 5G. Wireless technology and cell phone tracking. They don't have the ability at this point, if you have a cluster of people all together, 20 or 30 people standing beside each other, to differentiate the cell phone signals because of overlapping signals. They can't pinpoint you. You need to be 6 feet apart, supposedly, as far as what they say with cell phone trafficking technology, so a 5G tower can actually focus in on you and basically control your thoughts, your brain, or whatever. This is all programming that they're doing to the masses to make them maintain distancing so they can be tracked more efficiently. That's what this is all about.
I get that, but my
response is, Doug, leave your cell phone in the car. Don't take it with you.
Well, the hell is cell phones? What's going through people's mind when they're thinking, well, I got to go sit in the circle? What's wrong with you people? What are you, in kindergarten?
Well, here, let me show this with you. What happened back in the 40s after the concentration camps, they came in and gave us all fluoride. Now they've given us tricyclic antidepressants, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They've given us statin drugs by the Yahoo, millions, tens of millions of people on statin drugs, and the brain has gone to mush. We've taken TV with flicker rates. We've taken radio and all the other things that have all these people on who are not like ManCow telling the truth, but are lying to you continually, like CNN. And what ends up happening is people get programmed. They start believing the lie.
Television. Programming.
That's right.
Television.
That's right.
Programming.
Television. That's right.
And they watch it every night. ABC, CBS, NBC, and they're told what to say. I've seen it here. I saw it with Rahm Emanuel. I worked at a local TV station. Hey, Rahm wants, you're popular. Rahm wants to do your show. We're going to need to give you a list of questions. I don't think so. By the way, I was offered the same thing from Al Gore back in the day. Al really loves your show, but he wants to give you the questions. And the guys that say yes get the big interviews. That's why you're not going to hear Governor Pritzker on Doug's show today. If you ask a serious question, you're never allowed to ask another question, and there are never follow-up questions. And so you lose your job. Your job is to interview, I call him Governor Pugsley with the pumpkin head and the disgusting dripping mouth, our billionaire governor. He's worth $5 billion. He's so out of touch, this guy. But, look, your job is you're in the press corps in Chicago. Think about it, guys. You ask a question, you don't work again. So they get nothing but softballs. They go on TV and talk about how wonderful they are. Meanwhile, people are out of business. Why isn't Home Depot, Costco, Walmart closed? Because they'll sue. They know it's illegal. So they attack the mom and pops. Because the mom and pops, when they're done with this, are devastated. They won't be able to sue. They'll be beholden on the welfare state, communism. The government will become their god. Their churches are closed. They'll make sure that Biden gets in, the mouthpiece for China. The UN said we expect to have a world government within 12 years with China as the head of it. Imagine complaining about your parking ticket to mainland China. You wonder how Hong Kong is feeling today. I mean, this is what they're gearing us up for. But that's okay, man. Just watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Have fun. And eat some more. And drink some of that tainted water.
Man.
That's right.
That is so true.
That's the master thing while you're at it. Reprogram your brain. That's right.
Man, that is so true.
Television programming.
You hey, nailed it. And I want to get this chance. Wait a second, Mankow. Go ahead.
Guys?
Yeah.
I want to pull you in, okay? Now, look, I live in the city, and he's a friend of mine. Ted can't believe it. I call him the rear-end Jesse Jackass. But Reverend Jackson, he's a race baiter. He's a shakedown artist. It's his gimmick. You don't get mad at a pro wrestler. I'm not mad at the guy. It's his gimmick. He's off the air. He's a pleasant individual. But what they do is there's, you know, nobody cares about him. Three people show up. They stand behind those three people, so it looks like there's heads in front of the camera. And, you know, it's the top story. Anything Jesse says here. I had 5,000 people, helicopters, and they were dropping the chemtrails above us as well. But, you know, doing the crop duster formation, I saw these things in Suicide Falls, Missouri. I know what they're doing. Anyway, what's my point? My point is they photograph it from three blocks away and says, there was 100 or 200 people there, and there was images of hate. You know what the images were? Somebody, our guy's obese. He's obese. And someone took a pig picture and drew a little Hitler mustache on it because they're following some of the Nazi tactics. Oh, he's Jewish. That's anti-Semitic. It was a rally of hate with 200 people. There was 5,000. It was pro-American. It had nothing to do with any of it. You know, I was curious, though, guys. Maybe you can help me with something. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Am I too scattered?
No. I love it. I live in this world. This is fun.
And by the way, the same thing with the Tea Party. We must have had 20,000 people at the Tea Party rally, and they didn't. You know, no coverage, because it doesn't fit into their propaganda. But someone was holding a Q sign, a giant Q. I did see that in the audience. I know that's a thing, but I haven't quite figured it out. What is Q?
It's one of the letters of the alphabet. Beyond that, I'm not so sure. Ted, do you want to take
it's
a stab at it?
Supposedly some secret organization or something.
No, Q started off.
Okay, well, obviously we're not supposed to talk about that. I really don't know what it's about.
I can tell you what it's about. It started off probably pretty legit from an inside source in the White House. It was quickly co-opted by the CIA via Operation Mockingbird. And now what they're doing is they're putting little tidbits of information, probably 80% truth, 20% propaganda, and they're controlling the masses of the patriots that support Donald Trump into saying, don't worry about saying anything about what's happening right now. This is all part of a master plan. Everything's under control. There's going to be 175,000 indictments tomorrow. Oh. Of course, it never comes. It's always two weeks. And it's basically to take the people in America who were awake during the last election who said no way that Hillary Clinton's ever going to be president and keep them sedated and asleep. That's what this is. Q is a complete and total psychological operation, I believe, through Project Mockingbird, through the CIA, and we are being handled by the media corps out of the White House, and I have this happen to many of my friends who are pastors. Oh, I've got an inside person in the White House. They told me that everything's going to be okay. Trust the plan. Trust the Trump. Trust the Q. It's all okay no matter what they do, no matter if they come to your house with a needle-loaded syringe and they say, we're going to shoot you if you don't take the vaccine. Trust it. It's okay. It's going to be distilled water. It'll be saline solution. They're not going to give you the real shot. Yeah. It's okay. Trust the plan. Trust the Q. And it's a psychop. It's a bunch of lies. That's all this is.
I had, guys, as God is my witness, I had no idea about any of this. I didn't know.
Oh, you're not going
to
know.
Someone told me they were trying to expose the pedophiles that are, you know, part of the hierarchy. So I don't know.
Wait a second. You didn't hear that there was like 2,000 child victims rescued from an underground military base by the Pentagon. Pentagon Pedophile Task Force, and there's only one man between the reporter and President Trump, and I contend it's a Secret Service agent trying to keep him away. But that aside, you didn't know about all that? Oh, my goodness. Man, Kyle, we got to read you in.
Well,
I've got a pastor friend of mine. Go ahead, man, Kyle.
No, I had Corey Feldman on today, and he said, look, it's bad. It's very bad. Hollywood is filled with them. And of course, we have to celebrate into China. That's why you can't see anything that's godly or patriotic anymore in a movie. Go ahead, Doc.
Doc, hang on a second. I just want to say this. That's not to say it's not bad, man. It is horrible out there. You got pedophiles out there running corporations. It's bad, but not in the way it's being stated by some of these, Muppets on social networking. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, I just did a show. I did a thing this morning, and they're saying that the Q movement has become the new Christianity, the new religion, the new Jesus movement, and that so many of the Q people are followers of Christ. And now they basically believe that some Messiah has appeared in the White House in the inner circles, and he's basically telling everybody, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Well, they're going to tell you that as they line you up on the wall and say, they're just going to be shooting blanks at you. It's going to be okay when they tell you to dig a grave for yourself and your three people standing beside you, but we're not going to put you in the grave as they line up with machine guns around you. They're going to say, but it's okay. Don't just do what they want to do. Follow the plan. We're all playing three-dimensional chess here. You'll be okay. And this is what they're doing. Right, they've got the people in America so psyched. They got them all psyched out, man, count, Doug, to believe that this is the plan, that Donald Trump is in charge, which he's not. We've proven the international banking community is taking control of the world via the Federal Reserve banks, and we could go on and on and on, but I'm not going to go into that today. But Donald Trump, I believe, started off with good intentions. I still believe that. I hope he did. But what's happened is he's been too compromised his entire life, working with the mob, working with the mafia, working with whoever he's been working with in New York City. And now suddenly he's doing exactly what they tell him to do, including telling us we're going to deploy the military to help vaccinate you. I mean, if this isn't, and then people say, well, don't worry about it. He'll never do that, just like he didn't push the red flag gun laws, just like he didn't push all the other stuff he's pushed. I mean, we still have Obamacare. We had Obamacare with a Republican-controlled House and Senate and Donald Trump, and they couldn't get rid of it. I mean, this whole thing is being orchestrated, and we saw it through the Jeffrey Epstein nonsense, with this whole thing with these secret societies and all of these secret agencies and MI6 and Mossad and CIA and all the rest of them that work together in unison to keep the American people dumbed down, making us believe the lie. And that's what's going on with all of this crap. And the problem is now they got Q. They've got Q. I've got a pastor friend of mine. In fact, he was actually invited to the White House and actually prayed for the president with a group of other pastors. And when I started telling him about all the stuff that's going on, his response was, oh, I've got an insider in the White House, and they told me this is all part of the plan. And I told this to Doug 2 weeks ago. I said, if this is the plan sucks. I said, how in the world can we believe a president who's pushing red flag gun laws, a president who basically wants machine gun laws from 1936 altered to include bump stocks, a president who's done all of this stuff to promote Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and people into the White House in key government positions, who basically does whatever they tell him to do and basically does whatever he wants to do, apparently, with his Twitter and his tweet. And the sad part about it all is people still believe, as this pastor did, until they threw him out of the White House and told him he was not allowed to come back in. That's what happened to this guy. Until they threw him out of the White House and said, you can't come back, because he was a patriot and he was trying to tell the people there the truth. He's not even allowed to go back into the White House anymore. Now you think, well, that's awful. At least he tried to do something. Yes, but he still believes the lie, and he wouldn't see what was going on. So, guys, we can't do this. I held George W. Bush to the same standards. I said when he took office, I said, okay, we'll support him. And then he went into Iraq, and I said, okay, that's it. And then within 5 or 6 years, everybody said, this guy's a nightmare, even though he won election. We can't let Trump do this. We have to hold Trump's feet to the fire and say, if you're willing to do this, if you want to push red flag gun laws, and you're not even reelected yet, what's he going to do?
Oh, there you go.
I mean, just the other day. Yeah, go ahead, Doug.
No, you froze up there. I was worried about you. You look like a kind of a seal there. Yeah, you froze up. But no, you're right. And man, Cal, I want to give you the opportunity to do this because we have our demographic show. We've got a lot of listeners and viewers from Madison to Toledo and everywhere in between. So, your station, WLS, right?
Yes.
Okay. When's your show on? Promote your show.
It's one in the morning. I have a podcast called the Man Cow Podcast. Ted and I fight about this all the time. We're dear friends, and I believe in a world where we can fight. You can argue, you can love each other, but brothers can disagree. I don't agree with Ted on a lot of what he just said. I've spent a lot of time with Donald Trump personally. His press secretary used to work on my TV show, Kaylee. She's a friend of mine. Monica Crowley's in that White House. I do believe Trump is trying. I can't imagine Hillary right now where we would be, or Biden in a few months. But look, you want to say what will cause us to rise up? I do think forced vaccinations would cause us to rise up, and I do think Trump is dead wrong on this. And I do think there's people around him that I don't like, Jared being one of them. So and his daughter is, from what I hear, a commie lib. So yeah. He's not perfect.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, I think Kaylee's done a great job. I don't know. What do you think? How do you think she's doing? I mean, I think she's kicking butt, taking names, in that position.
Look, I think she's fantastic. When she worked, I had a TV show on Fox. When she worked on my TV show, everything involved her being on TV. Yeah, okay, that's great. Can you get so and so on? Yeah, and then I'll be on. No. Can you get, you know, so look, she was aggressive and she had the big plans. Early on, so she's right where she wanted to be.
Good, okay. Yeah, and I'm with you. Ted and I wrestle about this all the time. Look, I believe Donald Trump is doing the best he can. It's a deep, wide, big, fetid swamp that he finds himself in. The guy's not even taking a paycheck, and he's probably losing, I don't know, he's probably losing money doing what he's doing. Certainly, I'd be gone.
He is.
I'd be out of there. I don't know about you, but I'd be out of there. I'd be saying, screw this.
Listen, Doug, sorry to... My whole life we heard, God, I could go on and on about this, but my whole life we heard, oh, if we just had a Democrat, if we just had a Republican, and we'd have prayer, we'd have school choice, we'd have lower taxes. Bush came in, we got none of it. I mean, they constantly lie to us. But I've always heard, if we could just have a real guy, not a politician, Donald Trump is that real guy. I'm sorry, Ted, I know this upsets you. He is the real guy. He is a businessman. He is coarse. He is crass. He's not perfect. He's a mess in many ways, but do you want Hillary? Do you want Biden? I don't know. Of the choices, and I hate lesser than the lesser of two evils, right?
I'm going to say this, and I've said this on your show before, Mac, and I say it on my show all the time, and I said it on Doug's show. You know, when we have an opponent like Hillary or Biden in the White House, which we all universally we hate these people. They're disgusting to us. It galvanizes the groups of patriots around the flag in that we have to stand up or we're going to lose the few rights we have left of the United States. Am I saying we'd have been better off with Hillary? No. Am I saying that Trump's done what he said he's going to do? No. Am I saying that Trump has suffered more opposition from the mainstream media press than any president in the history of the country? Absolutely yes. Am I saying that Trump is compromised? Probably in many ways. Am I saying that I hope that Trump can do better? Yes. I hope all this stuff. But the thing about it is what I won't do, and I agree, and I really appreciate you doing this, Macau, saying that you're drawing your line in the sand on forced vaccinations with Trump. Because if we don't find a place, and we had a pastor, a friend of ours, who got arrested for having church. And I said on our show, I said, look, here's the deal. He fell on the wrong sword. I said, if you're going to fall on this sword, fall on the sword of forced vaccinations. If they come to your house and they say, we're going to arrest you if you don't allow us to forcibly vaccinate you, that's when we all have to fall on our swords. Because, guys, they are bypassing primate studies on this vaccine. What does that mean? They're not testing it on monkeys. All right? They're going directly to humans from, like, rats. And now we're finding that people getting tested on these are having horrible adverse reactions. This is an RNA vaccine. It changes your DNA. And now they want to inject it all into us. How do we know they're not putting tracking chips? How do we know that this isn't all part of the master plan? I mean, we know that these COVID cases that Doug talked about at the beginning of the show, that they're labeling everything. If you get run over by a steamroller, you're a COVID victim. Everything's based on these numbers and keeping the country locked down. Because remember, these communists that we can all agree with are bad, right? And Jared Kushner, by the way, and Ivanka Trump, Ivanka Kushner, are both social communists. We gotta all agree on that. We know who they are. They're hardcore Democrats. They use the economy as a break, and that's what they're doing right now. That's what Otto Kahn said in 1923 when they interviewed him. We use capitalism and socialism as a break and as a gas to control both sides of the narrative. And that's what we have going on right now. They are shutting down the economic world engine to prevent a Weimar Republic inflation in the United States and globally with the petrodollar. The problem is everybody's basing this on what Trump can do and Trump can't do. This isn't Trump anymore. This is the international banking community that controls Germany. They control Russia. They control China. They control all the major countries except for Syria and Iraq and North Korea and Venezuela as far as their central banks. And they want a one-world government. They want a one-world currency. And all the rest of this crap is obfuscation. This vaccine is going to be used to inject, I believe, tracking devices, microdust, microfiber, microchips into our bodies to track us. They're producing this social distancing craze now is what it is, keeping us 6 feet apart so they can continue to track us. And they can actually use that doggone 5G system, which is an antenna system that's a micro away that can be focused on an individual from probably up to 1,000 feet away and they can stop a pacemaker with it. They can mess up your sinus atrial node in your heart and initiate a problem with your heart as far as beating. They can do all of this stuff right now with this technology. And Trump is pushing 5G. Trump is pushing 6G. Trump is pushing 5G systems. Trump is pushing the coronavirus lockdown. Trump is, you know, pushing all the stuff stays locked down. We got General Motors wanting to reopen. Now they're being told, no, you can't reopen again. You got to have to gradually release it. Ford was closed down again last week because of coronavirus. People being, they're using all of these industries to slow it down.
It's a state level.
It's a psychop. It's a psychop. This whole thing is a psychop. Not that coronavirus isn't real. It was very real in Wuhan. It was very real when it first came here, but it's mutated. It was a genome-specific bioweapon. And now here it is in this country, and we have shut down the entire planet. Remember, Trump didn't shut the planet down. The international banking community shut the planet down because they control the central banks. They're the ones who run it all. These are the wizards and the warlocks and the witches and all these whacked out people that believe in Lucifer. They're the ones who run the planet. And so Trump's a figurehead. And I hope he does what's right in God's eyes. I really do. But I don't know why he has Jared Kushner there as an individual who's going to give him all of this advice. And I sure don't know why he has Ivanka there, because these two are nuts. And I sure don't know why he hasn't fired Fauci, if he even has the power to do that anymore. And all of these things are happening all over the world, not just in the United States. Because why? The international banking people who do this, they're willing it. They're saying, this is what's going to happen because we don't want hyperinflation. So we're going to have a massive drop in demand when we shut down the world engine. And that's what they've done. And this is all to bring a massive poverty into the United States, into the world, into the entire structure of everything. So they can go to a digital currency and just start feeding you checks every month. 82% of the people said last week that they want the government to give them checks for not working last week. What the heck? This is supposed to be the United States of America. This is where we find ourselves. Cloward and Piven, Frankfurt School, communist ideology has so permeated our educational systems and our news organizations and Hollywood that the people have finally begin in the aggregate to believe the lie, Doug and Mancow. And that's how I feel about this stuff. And I mean, I hope Trump does what's right. But why in the world does he have all these weirdos around him, and why can't he listen to reason? And why did he say in the beginning that he was going to look into the vaccines causing autism? He said that in the beginning in his campaign speeches. Then as soon as he gets in there, he puts that doggone nutbag, what was his name? I forgot his name. The guy who's head of the FDA. He'll come to me. Yeah, Gottlieb. Put Gottlieb in the FDA, who's a huge vaccine pusher. I mean, all of these things are being controlled via, remember, the international banking community. They own, they control the Rockefeller Rothschild industrial medical complex and also military complex. All of it's owned by these international bankers who can create money out of nothing. And so they have people controlling other people, like using Jeffrey Epstein to screw little girls and little boys, a bunch of sickos. Why? Because they can blackmail them. I had Wayne Allen Root on my show a few years ago, and he told me that. He says that's what they do. They use these organizations to come in and blackmail these people. And guys, this is the problem that we have right now. And so we have to call it all out. Donald Trump is not the savior of the United States of America. That would be Jesus Christ. But we do not have a political solution for a spiritual problem. And that's what we have right now. And until you see these nutbags that are running everything, I mean, look at Chicago. Look at the mess up there. You got all these people with all these taxes, with all this unemployment, with bodies laying in the street. I talked to Mancow, I think it was 2 years ago. He was driving to work. There's another dead body laying out in the median. He's on his way to work. He sees another dead body laying out.
Do you swear for them, or are they speed bumps? I got to ask you, Mancow. Do you swear for them, or no? Or are they speed bumps?
Doug, I want to tell you, first of all, I'm very angry right now.
I know. I would be too.
Because Ted is very good on your show, just okay on my show. he's really good. Sorry. On this show today. I'm messing with you guys. You know, Doug, the part that was horrible. This was really the story. Nobody cared. There was a dead body in the street. People would ride over it and look. Oh, there's a dead body. Nobody cared. And then the Obama voters came from the shadows and started going through his pockets while he was laying crushed in the street.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
no, like cockroaches. No, no.
I mean, just horrific. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, man. This is it. This is it. Now is the time for good people to take a stand. And I think I followed about one-tenth of what Dr. Ted just said. I'd like to reach common ground here, guys. Can we all agree that Ben Gazzara was a really great actor?
Roger that.
He's pretty good.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug, I just, look, I want to say something that I say to Ted, and I want to say to everybody, you know, as you put your pinky toe in the rabbit hole here, and I've gone down all these roads, and I've talked to all the experts and all of that, and Wayne Allen Root, who I introduced at the Libertarian Convention, was the guy that encouraged me to have this big rally that I did. He was successful in Nevada. I was successful here. I just remember, there's still God. There's still love. There's still family.
Amen.
There's still great things about this country. And you know, you can pray and send up the scalar waves and defeat these people. They are sacrificing babies. Why is it the first thing they wanted when there's a plague? Think about this. There's a plague. Well, we need more money for abortions because they get dark energy from killing these children. And it is satanic. Absolutely. But God wins. Good wins. Keep praying, folks. Bend your knees. Bow your head. We will win. Send up an email.
Right. And you know what? Listen to Man Cow. I don't care wherever you're at, because the internet is the great equalizer. You can listen to Man Cow wherever you're at. You've got a podcast, Man Cow. Where do we find
the mancowpodcast.com?
Okay. Very good. And then, of course, you're live on WLS every weekday morning, right?
Yep. Every day.
And now for Ted promised me this. You're going to send me the Planet of the Apes prop rifle, or my choice, actually, or the Star Trek Captain Kirk phaser. So let me just say, I'll take the phaser, if you don't mind.
It's very cool. William Shatner was in my wedding, and he was around when my daughters were born. He's a good friend and a great man, and you know, old school in that way. We don't agree on everything politically, but he's a man of great honor.
Yeah, no, as are you, and I've got to give you a lot. I'll tell you what, you're out there every day fighting the fight. I know the hours you put in. Tev is telling me, and we all put in a lot of hours. And thank you for doing that. And thank you for standing up for what is right. And I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt. I'm telling you the way it is. We're out there
up and down the dial. If you sit around and do nothing, you're a hero. And if you want a job and you want to work, what's the new word, guys? Selfish. You're selfish.
Yeah.
Heroes sit at home. I mean, look at every celebrity. Tom Hanks. I don't believe any of that stuff with Tom Hanks. I don't believe anything from Tom Hanks. I think he's a total tool of the deep state, but whatever. Sit at home. Sit at home and be a hero. Don't get worked up that your business is being destroyed and your kids aren't going to school and your taxes are outrageous. No. You're a hero. Sit at home. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. One last parting question here. 10 years ago, could you ever imagine where we're at today? I mean, we talked about it in generalities, but can you imagine where we're? Could you have imagined? Did you imagine where we'd be?
Unbelievable.
Today,
Doug, this is a really great question, and it's something that my friend, your other guest on the show, Dr. Ted, and I talk about. Look, it was predicted thousands of years ago. It's all crystal clear in the Book of Revelation. I so hoped I was wrong. I remember as a kid, you know, Hal Lindsey, and he was wrong a lot. But I remember these predictions like, well, that's impossible. That's not going to happen. That's ridiculous. I won't ever live to see that. Doggone it if it isn't all coming true. It's all unfolding. We're really living in great, I mean, honestly, guys, we're living in great times. If you've lived, I mean, this is something biblical. I believe we're going to see the return in our lifetimes. I don't know. Christians have been looking forward to these days for a long time. I think it's exciting, and I hope that good people will take a stand, right? And remember, we fight against things that are unseen as well. So I have a great deal of attacks. I'm sure Doug and Ted and I think these guys would agree with me, everybody listening, when I say, please pray for us, because when you're not brain dead, and when you're not a mouth breather in your phone, when you look up and actually look around and you speak the truth, there's a price to it. So all three of us are praying. We're paying a great price here, and I hope that everybody listening to all of our voices will pray for us, and because we need it right now, man. We are all under attack. I guarantee it.
Amen. Yeah, and I couldn't have said that any better. Man, Kyle, I want to thank you for your gracious gift of time. I know you put in a full day already, plus another bunch of hours, and you got to be dog tired. And I appreciate you coming on. I hope you do come on again with me. And
anytime.
All right.
It's you have a great show. Anytime you need me, I'm here. Anytime.
All right, and I'll bring you down.
Sincerely.
And when I go through Chicago next time, I'll drop off a Kevlar vest for you on your commutes to and from work. So.
La Scarola, I'll take it for the best Italian meal of your life.
All right. It's a date. Just bring the phasers.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you.
Yes.
Mancow Mueller.
God bless.
God bless. Ted, what a great, I'm telling you, he was on fire, wasn't he? I mean, I
love the guy. And now, you know, Mancow and I, we're good friends. And, you know, this, and he and I have the kind of Christian relationship that we're supposed to have as Christians.
Yeah.
I probably agree with Mancow on 95% of the stuff. The other 5% we don't agree on. Same thing with you, Doug.
Sure.
And, but the whole thing about it is that, it doesn't matter. My relationship with you gets an A. If it's a 90, it's an A. If it's a 90 with Mancow, it's an A. The problem we have with Christianity and the problem we have with alternative talk show hosts right now is that if you don't agree with somebody 100%, they sue you or they start taking cheap shots at you or they start mentioning your name with bad things. I mean, they start saying horrible things about you and you think, but none of that's true. Then you call them up and you say, why are you doing this? Oh, I thought I could get more numbers that way. I'm using you for clickbait. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be clickbait. I said, stop it. Well, no, I'm not going to stop it because you're a public figure. We do whatever we want to do and say whatever we want to say. No, I don't think so. I'll be talking, my attorney will be calling me up now because this is the problem that we've run into. And I'm not talking about heathen on heathen. I'm talking about Christians on Christians. And I'm so fed up with it. Mancow is a believer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a great wife.
Clearly.
He's got great girls. I mean, he's a good friend. And guys, and same thing. We all have to support one another. You know, I want to thank you guys. I prayed this morning for all of you who listened to the Doug Hagman show. I prayed for you. I asked God to bless you and to keep you and all the other things I pray for you every day. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. And I know I got pretty fired up on this show, but gosh, I pretty much get fired up on every show. Because you guys, one thing that you'll say about Ted Brower, I'm not going to blow smoke up your skirt to use Doug's phrase. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And until I see something different, I'm going to keep saying the same thing until I start seeing change. And that's what I love about alternative talk show hosts who basically talk and tell the truth, Doug, like you, because there's so many people out there who won't even breach the topics that we talked about today. So thank you again for having me on.
Oh, where do you think you're going right now? You got 5 minutes and, or no, you got 3 minutes.
I know Austin's coming on next. I wasn't sure. So if we have 5 minutes,
yeah, like,
there's one other article I want to cover with you because I pulled it up because I want to say this. General Motors delays plans to ramp up production, which is horrible. Spain lifts lockdown conditions in Madrid. Chinese airline to restart flights from the U.S. next month. They've never stopped. India reports record jump in cases as lockdown eases. Russia reports record jump in deaths. Russian hot nurse, this is crazy, punished for accidentally exposing her underwear due to see-through personal protection equipment. I think that was funny. U.S. warns of looming collapse of Yemen's healthcare system. And all of these stories are available at the healthmasters.com news site. You go to the website, healthmasters.com, you click down to archive news articles, click on it, and every single day all of these articles are updated, and we cover all of these stories. And, you know, yesterday's show with me and Austin and Wednesday's show, probably Wednesday's show of this week would be show of the week. If you're going to listen to any show for the Ted and Austin Brower show, tune in for Wednesday of this week, click it back on, and I go into detail on this stuff. Because, guys, here's what we have to understand. And if you don't get this, you're probably not reading the history books. We are under the control right now of an ancient Canaanite religious, basically Egyptian cult of death and sex. That's who runs the planet. And they're all based out of the Zohar, the Kabbalah. And if we don't get this and understand who these people are and what they believe, and Mancow said something. He said, we're going to stop churches. We're going to stop funding for all of this other stuff, and we're going to make it illegal, but the abortion clinic is going to stay open. And we're going to increase the funding to Planned Parenthood because he's 100% right. These entities, whatever they are, and you got to talk about one of these days when you bring Mancow back on. He's talked about it on my show, so I'll mention it. He did that doggone ceremony down in Costa Rica. He went on the other side of the veil, Doug, and you need to have him on talking about what he saw on the other side of the veil. It'll freak you out. But the reality is these entities live on that dark energy that's released from all of these abortions and all of these sacrifices, and they've done so for thousands of years as part of the ancient Canaanite religious fertility rituals and sacrifice of children. That's who runs the planet. And it doesn't make any difference whether you believe that or not. You got to do the research. Because I thought this stuff was nuts because these people are nuts. But guys, once you do the research and you look at who runs the planet, you figure out real, real quick that the only way this thing's going to get fixed is when Jesus Christ comes back. But in the meantime, we've got all of these little battles that we're fighting, and we've got to continue to fight the battles every single day. So when you get to heaven as a Christian and God can say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the goal that we should have here. Stay prayed up. Eat clean. Stay healthy. Exercise. Get ready. Because guys, this situation in this country, if we don't have some type of epiphany as a nation, it's going to get much, much worse. And the international bankers and their satanic legions are going to take over this entire world and bring us under a new world government, a one world religion, and a one world digital currency. That's their goal. And regardless of anything else that you see with all these other weird things happening in the backgrounds, that's the overall goal of these nutbags that run the planet.
100% accurate. And we know how prophecy plays out. It's not in the end in
that's
their
right.
favor. However, we can do, but certainly we can do our part to delay prophecy, I believe, and to give our children and maybe even their grandchildren a normal life. I don't know. Hey, the effort is up to us. The results are up to God. Ted, I want to say thank you so very much. Ted and Austin Brower, what a great father-son team. I just want to say thank you, Ted, for coming
on
and bringing Mancow on. I really appreciate it. And, we're going to do this again.
Love you guys.
Hey, that'll do it for me. Have a good night.